This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Loaded. All right, I want to say what God told me when we started WAFBEC, because I don't want to say what will be repeated outside. You can't hear me. I'm about to say something important now. So I will leave the important thing I want to say. So I will put the mic here. All right. I said, when we started WAFBEC back then, God told me something, but I don't want to say it. Huh? No. No, he told me, he said there has to be a conference in Nigeria that will do certain things. All right? And it's those certain things we are doing. Okay? Hasn't this been your best WAFBEC so far? All right, we even have a prayer. Now, somebody sent me, she used to be a staff. She went to do her master's in Australia. So they went to church. You know, the time zone is much ahead of us. And she sent me a message. She said, all Africans in Australia are watching WAFBEC. All right, when she got to church today, all the Africans in church were speaking about WAFBEC. And we also have a praise report. I met a lady in Songo Tedu when she was living here last night. Don't say who, it's a praise report too, because I know Africans like drama. A container fell on her car. Uh-huh. After they told you not to say who, they say, you should say praise the Lord. All right? And her twins were in the car with her. They had to pull the car out of the thing, but they came out unscratched. Amen. All right, so I will say it as it is. I want to invite to speak for 15 minutes one of the rising bright stars in the kingdom of God, which is one of the reasons that God gave me to start WAFBEC. All right? So I'd like to welcome to speak to us on what God has laid on his heart, Apostle Irene. Okay, I told you 20. All right. I've extracted 5. 20 minutes. All right.
All right. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Shout. Hallelujah. Faith that moves mountains, right? All right, please be seated. Please be seated. Please help me appreciate Pastor Poju for this great honor. I don't take it lightly at all. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And I want to recognize everybody here present. Please bow your head, speak in tongues for a few seconds. Speak in tongues. Make it count. Don't do it religiously. Speak in tongues and stir yourself up. Speak in tongues and stir yourself up. Moses says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. He said, the Egyptians you see today, you will see them no more. We came here to move mountains. I want you to see those challenges, those troublesome challenges moved out the way. Stir yourself up. I give you 5 more seconds. Just stir yourself up and make it count. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, when we talk about mountains, clearly you know that mountains are definitely a metaphor for difficult challenges, seemingly impossible challenges, things that logically speaking should not be able to be moved. But we came to move those mountains. Amen, somebody. And I'm just here to add to the wealth of knowledge that you've received, and then we'll move from there. I want to talk about how to handle storms. How to handle storms. And why storms? Because that's another metaphor for difficult situations. In the Bible, you see metaphors like gates, storms, mountains. And I want to learn from what Jesus did every time he encountered a storm. Every time he, and it's going to be a crescendo from the basic to the more complex, and I want you to open your heart and be ready to receive. And listen, if at any point I say anything that stirs your spirit, respond. The response of faith is powerful. Amen, somebody. I want you to rehearse this. Shout glory! All right, so get ready. How to handle storms, learning from Jesus. Number one, you speak to it. What did I say, please? So the Bible tells us in Mark chapter 11 verse 22, and I'm going to be moving interchangeably from mountains and storms because there's the same metaphor essentially. Jesus said, have faith in God. Assuredly I say to you, whoever shall say to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, he shall have what he says. I want you to say that with faith. Say, I shall have what I say. And you see, this dimension of faith, albeit by my estimation elementary in the school of faith, is extraordinary to the natural man. The report of Jesus was this: what manner of man is this that even the storms and the winds obey him? Because there was a storm. The disciples thought they were going to die, and Jesus casually stood up and rebuked it, and they obeyed. I see storms obeying you. Come on, you don't sound convinced. I said, I see storms obeying you. So the first way to handle storms is to speak to them. But you see, there is something about that story that we often miss, which leads me to the second point. You see, many do not realize that Jesus only spoke to the storm and rebuked the storm because that is what the faith of the disciples could handle. So the Bible tells us, reading from Matthew chapter 8, from verse 25, that Jesus was actually asleep. And they came to challenge Jesus. Master, do you not care that we perish? So listen, he grudgingly, are you listening to me? He grudgingly, you may say reluctantly, rebuked the storm. And before he did that, he prefaced what he said by saying, O ye of little faith. Come on, are you with me? Meaning, Jesus was coping with the limitations of their faith by rebuking the storm. So what would he have done? And listen, because some of you need this. Some of you, this is the answer that you need. Listen, if they had not woken Jesus, he would have slept through it. He would have slept through it. And some of you said, and let me explain to you. If someone woke you up, maybe your daughter woke you up. Mommy, there's a problem. And you say, what is it? You wake up. And he said, there's a cockroach. What will you do? This is what, oh my God, some of you are getting it already. This is what Apostle Grace was trying to explain yesterday night. That there is a dimension you get to where you no longer see the mountains. God wants you to, listen, you can rise to a level where you don't see challenges anymore. And so Jesus said, oh ye of little faith. Listen, you've prayed, you've fasted, the problems are still there. Listen, I show you a more excellent way. He said, be still and know that I am God. There is a dimension of power that you will only see released when you are at peace. What if you heard that negative verdict of the doctor and you didn't lose your sleep? What if you lost your job but you didn't lose your sleep? What if God brings you into a dimension of calmness and stillness? It doesn't matter what you're going through. I am telling you, that is a biblical way to handle storms. 176 times in the Bible says, and it came to pass. Listen, what if this is the message of God concerning that storm? It has come, but it will pass. The don't lose your sleep and don't lose your joy. I'm telling you, there are some challenges, especially the ones you've been praying, crying, fasting about. The Bible says he gives his beloved sleep. Some of you, God has brought you here to restore your peace. Because you have made an idol out of that challenge. It's all you pray about, all you think about. There is a cliche saying, and it's not cliche, it's powerful. Stop telling your problems, stop telling God about your problems and start telling your problems about God. How many of you believe that? Oh my God. For those of you who can receive it. So the first I said is what? And then the second I said is what? And of course there is another dimension where you walk on it. Are you listening to me? So Jesus spoke to storms. Jesus slept through storms if they would have let him. And Jesus walked on it. The very thing that is drowning others. Listen, I sense prophetically because you see, some of us, we only think that our situation will change when our environment changes. But I sense prophetically in this same economy that people have called difficult, you are about to experience the biggest blessings of your life. You will lend to nations and you will not borrow. In this same difficult economy, you will cater for the poor like never before. There is a dimension of authority in the spirit where the very circumstances drowning other ships, you are walking. Walking, 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 walking. Listen, I'm seeing a vision in the spirit. This is your posture after this camp meeting. The same things that were trying to drown you, I see you walking over them. Casually walking over them. Oh, say loud amen like you believe. But you see, get ready for this one now and don't miss it. Walking on water was not the biggest testimony of the night. Turn your Bibles very quickly. I need to show you this quickly because you just may not see it. Look at Matthew chapter 14, verse 22. The Bible says, straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into the ship and to go before him to the other side while he sent the multitude away. And when he had sent the multitude away, he went up into a mountain to pray. And when evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed by waves, for the wind was contrary. Everybody read verse 25 together. 1, 2, go. And in the fourth watch, hold on. Hold on. At what time? The fourth watch. Listen, listen. This is the problem with KJV. Maybe it never stood out to you. What is fourth watch? It meant 12 hours later. So, the disciples left 12 hours before. You thought walking on water was a big miracle, but how did Jesus get there in the first place? I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. Listen. This is what Isaiah was describing when he says, they that wait upon the Lord. Others went ahead. He stood back to pray. Come on. 12 hours after, they were in trouble. They went in their own understanding and in their own technology and they were in trouble. And then he's walking on water. He missed them. See, listen. So how did he get there? There is something called the teleportation of the spirits. You can call it flying. You can call it anyhow. Where God by the spirit compresses time. Why am I telling you this? Because someone here, for instance, has been trusting for the fruit of the womb. And maybe people have been trying to tell you, let's go and meet this Baba, let's go and meet. But you waited on the Lord. But I am here to announce to you, you know what God is going to do? He's going to compress time. Your twins are on the way. Receive it right now. I said your twins are on the way. God knows how to, oh my God. The people who went ahead of you in their own wisdom by the Spirit. Hey, my God. He said, I will restore to you the years that the canker worm has stolen. If that word is for you, receive it right now in the name of Jesus. So you either talk to storms or what? What's number two? Or what? Sleep through it. Or number three? Walk on it. Number five, four, you can fly over it. Fly over it. fly over it by the advantage of the Spirit compressing time. And so how do you bring in this provision into your life? Please listen. You know, when I followed this camp meeting and I saw what Pastor Poggi said the first night, where he was redefining, more or less, bringing our attention to the real focus of faith. It is not about telling God what you want. It is siding with God on what he wants to do. Remember that, right? Yes. Listen very carefully. A faith focused on problems is elementary. I am telling you. When God restores your focus to himself, to consecration, where you come before him and you just want to love on him and grow in his knowledge, there is a dimension of power that you would only see on that side. Are you listening to me? So now, I shared this recently and I want to share again. There is a documentary I saw that crystallized what the Bible says. And listen to me. In this documentary, an eagle was flying and suddenly a hawk came to attack the eagle. Climbed on the eagle's back and was trying to attack the eagle. But surprisingly, the eagle didn't fight back. You know what the eagle did? The eagle began to ascend. It began to ascend. It began to ascend because there is a height. You are getting it now. There is a height that is not built for hawks. There is a height that only eagles and birds of that class can fly. And so when the eagle began to ascend, it got to a point the hawk couldn't breathe. The hawk couldn't fly. And the hawk had to leave the eagle, and the eagle just continued ascending, ascending. How does this concern you? Listen to me. All those challenges you've been praying about, God wants you to drag them to a realm. Are you listening to me? Drag them to a realm. This is why we have camp meetings. Listen. When Jesus told the disciples, he says, can you not watch with me 1 hour? He wasn't talking to people who did not pray. But he was telling them their prayer is not enough. There is such a thing as not praying enough. But this is the problem. Sometimes our services are so short. So every time you have an opportunity for camp meetings, what God is doing is building in you a residue of glory that makes challenges inconsistent. Are you listening to me? In such a way that even if the challenge was not the focus, it will get to a point they can't hold on to you. Because they are not built for that kind of energy level. The Bible tells us that Paul and Silas were in prison. Listen, they were not praying, God break the chains, God open prison doors. They were just worshiping, praising God, and the glory in that place began to rise. And it got to an energy level. There is an energy level doors cannot stay shut. There is an energy level where sicknesses cannot survive. And the Bible says, suddenly, the doors on their own accord opened. And listen to me, and please don't misunderstand me. So, now you have two choices. And both are okay, both have their relevant positions. There is a position where you stand before the mountain and you rebuke the mountain. But when Apostle Lubegas told you not to consider the mountain, that might seem strange to you. You have to understand God deals with us based on the level of our understanding. And so all the times Jesus told people, I'm coming to your house to pray for the sick, he could have spoken the word. Until someone who understood deeper said, ah, sir, I know you don't have to come. So listen, if we rose to that level of faith, we will see more power. Are you getting what I'm saying? So now, Mark 11:23 says, say to this mountain, be removed. But then the Bible says in Psalm 114, it says, when the children of Israel left Egypt, it says, Jacob was his sanctuary. Are you with me? It says, the Jordan saw it and fled. The mountain saw it and skipped like rams. They didn't say anything. They just came. They just showed up. I'm telling you, there is an energy level. Listen. Oh my God, I'm telling you, I chose this charge on purpose just to add to all that you have heard. You know, when Apostle Selman said yesterday that sometimes God speaks to you as if he's talking to himself. Because there is a realm where God doesn't see the challenges. I give you a simple example. In Acts 12, Peter is in prison, bound in chains, and an angel comes, smote him on the side and says, stand up. The angel didn't consider the chains. He just smote him and said, get up. See, when light comes, you arise and shine. That's what happens. And so when the angel said, get up, you know what happens? The Bible says the chains fell off on their own accord. There are people praying for chains to break, and that's okay. But I show you a more excellent way, especially if you have been praying and there have not been answers. Rise to a new level. I am telling you, chains have an intelligence. They know when to fall off. There is a dimension of glory they are not used to handling. Come on, are you with me? Listen, before AI, before intelligent design, it existed in the spirit. Those know how to open on their own accord. As the angel was walking Peter out, the Bible says the gate of the city opened on his own accord. You can be praying, gates open, but there is a dimension of the presence. Back to Psalm 114, an investigation went on and they began to ask, what ailed thee, O Jordan, that you skip like rams? Or all mountains that you skip like rams, or all sea that you are turned back? And it says, tremble at the presence of God. I sense very strongly, you have been here, you don't know you are changing. Just like Moses, he didn't know that his face was radiant. But I'm telling you, the same challenges you met at home, when they see, these 5 days on this mountain, when you get back, oh my God, I'm telling you, some of the things you have been pursuing will begin to pursue you. Are you listening to me? Rise in glory. And so this night, last night, soak in all that you can. Focus on the Lord. Build that residue of divine glory. If the Lord points you to consecration, focus on it. Some of you are so focused on the problem, you have left instructions. Leave the problem. God is telling you, straighten your ways. You can't continue like this. You need to pray more. You need to be consistent in your devotion. I'm telling you, that is more important. When you fix up and align, the challenges on their own, they will die off. Is that not the testimony of Jesus? He showed up in the synagogue. Jesus was a bully. Demons, just by his presence, they are screaming, have you come to torment us? Just by his presence. Just by his presence. When I read that, I changed my focus on deliverance ministry. I will not be removing tithe. For who? A demon? Rise to an energy level, I'm telling you. And you do that by focusing on the Lord, building that residue of glory. Listen, if you leave this camp meeting and you still wake up in the morning and you don't pray, you don't understand what I'm saying. Some of you, the problem is that the problem was able to arise in the first place. It's revealing a lack of devotion in your life. Lack of how? What is happening? Rise up in favor. Do you receive this word? All right, I give you just few seconds. We have just 20 seconds left. Receive it with thanksgiving. For some of you, you may want to rejoice and say, I found my answer. I found my answer. I know how to handle this mountain. I found my answer. I found my answer. Glory to God. Give him praise right now. Give him praise. Make it louder. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. Thank you.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.